Right now, though, we do set aside a time every week to look holistically at the news that is going on. Not just the big things making headlines, and boy, has it been a week for that. But we also like to make sure that the things that really don't deserve to be covered get covered as well. Because, God, we're good. In with the not news, Jeff Field is with us now. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning. I'm going to make a prediction. This could possibly be one of the most tragic segments on 2SER for the entire week. Let's face it, the news cycle this week has been all about one man.
It's grim.
Convicted
it's really
pedophile
grim.
George Pell. In fact, I was saying to you earlier, it's basically taken up most of the airspace. If you've been watching, whether it's the ABC, whether it's Channel 7, SBS, virtually half their news bulletins and most of the current affairs shows have been taken up with, and rightly so, you know, the third ranking highest Catholic official being convicted of pedophilia. And that has left a lot of stories out of the news. But the stories I'm about to cover shouldn't have been in the news. Does that make sense?
I'm with it.
These stories, like, okay, so underneath the George Pell stories, there were other stories which I found, which really should not have been news stories. Let's start with Nintendo announcing the next installment of its Pokemon series. Now, do you remember 3 years ago when people were literally racing around the suburbs of Sydney spotting Pokemons and the controversy that caused?
I remember this. I was not in Sydney at the time. I was in the US for about a month. And
it was mania.
The one thing when I think of Pokemon Go, I think of is that myself and the people I was traveling with, we were down at what's the really famous wharf in LA with the big Ferris wheel on the end of it? I've blanked on the name.
Venice Beach.
No, the other one. I've blanked on the name of it.
I know the one.
People are screaming at me through the radio right now. I'll remember it.
It's too early. I haven't had my coffee.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that beach in LA.
The really famous one with the carnival that all runs down the end of the wharf. Anyway, there were signs all over that wharf saying, if you are playing Pokemon Go, look up, because we have had people walk off the end of the pier.
Well, you might have been in the States then. I was working at another radio station, and I can remember that this was actually causing so much drama. Police had to be called to certain locations because thousands of people would just turn up at shopping centres or apartment blocks and cause mayhem. It was kind of hilarious in one way. But, yeah, so there we go. For all you people that have been wondering what's going on with Pokemon, it's back.
Oh, good.
And that got quite a bit of coverage in quite a few publications. So there we go. We can all breathe a sigh of relief.
Monica Pier. I remembered. Santa Monica Pier.
It was on the tip of my lips.
Santa Monica Pier. People were walking off Santa Monica Pier playing Pokemon Go.
Useless information. Baywatch was filmed there.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you didn't need to know that. You also don't need to know that in an extraordinary double blow, a drunk married at first sight wife has been rejected after propositioning a married man and then frantically hitting on another husband with mortifying pickup lines.
Is this the nightmare one? Because I feel like just through osmosis, I've picked up that there's one married at first sight wife who is just a general nightmare person.
I have never watched it, nor will I, but I can't escape it because even publications like the Sydney Morning Herald are running the stories because it is rating quite well on the television. This is from a story. The words cheating spree come to mind while watching the car crash scenes unfold at Wednesday night's boozy dinner party. But like most things in life, everything comes down to interpretation. Do I want to interpret married at first sight? No.
I was going to say, how else do you interpret a cheating spree?
Yeah. Trash television. And on that note, Tess, I think it's your turn to contribute to Not the News. Would you like to elaborate?
I knew you were going to do this. Okay.
Sprung.
Here I am going straight from, isn't married at first sight awful? I do have one vice when it comes to garbage TV. Teen Mom is the best show and I will stand by it.
Is that the one that Britney Spears was in?
No, I don't think so. Oh, no, okay. It's the spin-off of 16 and Pregnant, which is another great show.
That's another one that escaped me.
It's my one vice of trash TV. But I discovered the other day, Australia is getting its very own season of Teen Mum coming this year. So they're going to be, I don't know if that means they're casting at the moment or what the go is, but I got a little ad cup up on my browser because Google knows me,
yep,
saying Teen Mum Australia coming 2019, and I got irrationally excited.
Well, you know, I'm just making notes here just to send up to our current affairs department, The Wire, who I'm sure will love to do an in-depth report on Teen Mum coming to Australia.
It's such a good show.
If you're on your way to work, you're listening to Not the News.
Yes.
On 2SER. Please don't switch us off. We haven't lost the plot.
We
have lost the plot, actually. And finally, this was a serious news story. Again, as I say, the news cycle has been swamped by the conviction of George Pell, but there were other stories like this. A Virgin Australian flight manager has confessed some of the best and worst moments from her career as a cabin crew member. Christine Carter revealed her most memorable on-flight experiences to mark the 10-year anniversary of Virgin Sydney to Los Angeles route, which has brought her face-to-face with some of Hollywood's biggest celebrities and some of the worst customers flying the skies. Among some of the more scandalous sky-high scenes she's witnessed, Miss Carter breathlessly said she's seen passengers hooking up, breaking up, and even proposing midair.
Oh,
she goes on to list who she liked as passengers and didn't. I won't go into that list, Tess, but she does say the best ever passengers she had were the Madden brothers.
Oh, the Good Charlotte ones?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Weren't they judges on a reality show as well?
One of them was.
Yep.
In all the words that you just said to me, the one that stuck in my brain was that people have been proposed to mid-air. Can you imagine? I'm in my pyjamas. I've been on a plane for 6 hours.
Eating that muck.
I've been eating plane food. I'm sweaty. I'm tired. I haven't slept. The TV is probably terrible. I've probably had to pay for a stale sandwich.
There's a crying baby next to you.
There's a crying baby next to you. Romance.
Someone hacking next to you in the next seat. No, thank you.
God, I hate
flight. All right, look, the one thing that saves us on this segment is at the end we do a story which should have got a run.
Yes.
And let's just say there were many stories that didn't get run this week because of the George Pell story.
Absolutely.
Now, this concerns me, which I mentioned earlier. I think it's worth repeating. Police have executed a search warrant in Perth in light of a series of highly publicised incidents involving animal activists in Western Australia. The search comes after activist James Warden live-streamed a video to Facebook showing terrible treatment of pigs at a piggery. Now, he is now facing criminal charges. Farmers are claiming they're being harassed, and also they're saying that Mr. Warden has trespassed. So I think, you know, as far as I see this, someone has to keep an eye on the animals. So it's a kind of a balancing act for the police, I suppose, as to are the animal activists trespassing and causing problems for the farmers? But on the other hand, we need to keep an eye on the animals. Just look at Four Corners. Look at the live sheep.
We wouldn't know what we do about, you know, like I said, the sheep on the ship, that footage that came out last year, we wouldn't know about that. And the changes that have happened since wouldn't have happened.
Not to mention the treatment of caged hens.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So there's a story which is one to watch because it's shaping up like a battle between the activists, the farmers, and the police in the middle. It'll be interesting just to see where this all ends up.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oof. All right. Well, I'm going off to go and check out Teen Mums, is it?
It's the best show, Jeff. Don't judge me. It's where I get all my petty drama.
I've just judged you. That was not the news.
Thanks, Jeff. Oh, Jeff Field with the Not News for another week.